I know that most of you guys have heard my testimony before, and my life and Dale's life are completely different. We come from two different worlds. You've heard him give his testimony a little bit yesterday and in Black Creek and on the website. And you know, I grew up in a home that I had everything I could ever want. I was that type of girl who, when I turned 16, I had a car, and I had college paid for, and I had a mom and dad who loved me and would do anything for me. And I, you know, thinking back, that really hurt me. I was brought up Catholic, and so I had knowledge of religion. And I knew who Jesus was. I knew who the saints were. I knew he died on a cross. And so I knew Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. There's a different type of knowing Jesus as your personal savior than just knowing who he is and that he died. My dad was a workaholic. He grew up very poor, and so he said that he would never allow his two children and his wife to ever suffer or have need of anything. So he worked very, very, very hard, but at the same time, he was really never there for me and my sister. My mom was. My mom was there for baseball games and swim meets and all those things. And my dad, you know, showed up when he could, but he was not in my life. And I truly believe that I think if he was in my life more, I wouldn't have done a lot of things that I did. I was the good girl in front of everybody. I dressed the part. I could look good. I could talk good. I was, you know, brought up with learning how to have character. But inside, I was very wicked, very promiscuous, very hungry for attention. And I get nervous coming up here because I don't want the attention. I don't like the attention anymore because growing up, I wanted the attention. I wanted the boys to look. I wanted to be popular. I wanted everybody to say, oh, I just want to be like her. And I hate that now because that really ruined me. I filled the gap, whatever hole I had growing up, with having boyfriends. And just the other day, Joshua Spencer asked me, she goes, Miss Amy, were you ever abused? And I said, you know, like Mr. Dale and my mom and all these people that we hear of being abused. And I said, no, I was never abused. I said, I was never molested. I was never verbally abused. I was never really spanked. I'd never had any of that. I said, Joshua, I said, what happened, what was different about how the life that Dale lived, you know, he caused a lot of his, or people done things to him, but I was the person who did it to me. I was the one who went out looking for the attention and trying to fill a void with boys and things. And so I pretended that I knew God and I was, you know, would go to church and this and that and just totally ruined my life. Went to college, even though I had a college degree and my bachelor's and had a good job and working for commercial banks and I had everything, you know, jet planes going down to New York City and I had the life, but inside there was something really, really missing. Deep down inside I knew there was a God, but I kept pushing him aside. So it was close, probably about a month after 9/11 hit, and I just was sitting there, just thinking, "What is life? You know, what am I doing here? There's something got to be more out there." And a friend of mine invited me to a Wesleyan church, and I started going. And they have the music, and they have. I'm a very emotional person. Normally, I'm up here bawling my eyes out because I just get so emotional and. And for I know for women that attract that music really attracts you. And when you're down and out and depressed and you know that you've been doing things wrong and you have a pastor or whatever you want to call him up there saying to repeat a prayer, I repeated the prayer and I said, oh, I'm saved. And they made me get up on stage and I'm sitting there, I'm like, what does it mean to be saved? You know, but I did what they told me to do and things did change. You know, I started going to church and reading here and there and joining these women's clubs and things like that, but there was still something missing. You know, I would go and tell people I was saved because I said this prayer, but there was just something not there. And then I met Dale, and things really changed. And he told me he was a Christian, and here I'm a Christian, and so we thought we would, you know, serve in a church, and we did, and went and preached. He preached in a mission, and I'm singing, and we're, you know, knocking on doors and handing out tracts, and this is the Christian life, right? This is what you're supposed to do. But just deep down inside, there's just something not there, something that was like nagging, like, no, this isn't right. I'm still this evil person inside, this conniving, this manipulative, this attention-hungry person, and it was horrible. And we moved out in the country. We didn't want to, you know, raise Luke in the city where there was all these, you know, drugs and everything. And to find out, we live in the meth capital of Allegheny County, so it's all around us anyway. But you know, things went really downhill. Even though we thought we were saved, looking for different churches, we fell back into the partying and the drinking. And, you know, I didn't do all the drugs and all the stuff that Dale did, but alcohol was probably my biggest one because I liked to party and I liked to make sure everybody knew I liked to party. And so we started falling back into that, and I kept thinking, how can a saved person be doing this? Now, yes, I think you can get trapped in some things and you can backslide, but there just was no witness inside of me. And so, you know, we kept trying to fill these voids of, you know, crying the poor me kind of thing and having churches help us out, and it just didn't work. And so Pastor John, I know Dale kind of mentioned it yesterday, he did come to my house. It wasn't really for Hannah. Hannah met my mom in college, and she was excited because her dad just got this new pastor job in Black Creek, and my mom's like, Black Creek, who the heck goes to Black Creek? My daughter lives in Black Creek and they need help. Will you please tell your dad to come to my daughter's house? And I know it was God's intervention for doing that. I think that if he never came, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a marriage. Probably Autumn wouldn't be born, right? And it would just be Luke and me. And so I decided to go to church. And I think I've told you before, Stephen Asquith, I'll never forget sitting behind me in his voice, just singing and hearing Pastor John just teaching. I mean, he would never criticize me for what I look like or how I dressed. He wouldn't try to tell me that I was saved, which really made me mad because I kept going to him, please, please, can you just tell me if I'm saved or not? And he wouldn't do that, which if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here either. Because I've had Baptist preachers kneel at an altar and tell me, just repeat this prayer, or yes, you're okay, you're backslidden, or you're the devil's trying to get to you, and it's not. Don't listen to those preachers. You let the Spirit of God get in your heart and tell you whether you're not. But, you know, we played the part. We cleaned up pretty good. You know, we started to dress differently and bringing our Bibles and trying to read and trying to live this pretend Christian life. And it was horrible. That witness still was not in me. And but I would a lot of times just play it off and just say, oh, no, it's just the devil trying to, you know, mess with my head. And I'm okay. And it's no big deal. But I started getting pretty angry, not to the point where I was hurting anybody, but just very angry with myself, with my life, with my decisions, different things like that. And then I started getting angry at God because, you know, how many times do I have to come up to an altar and call upon the name of the Lord? I've done it so many different times. Why aren't I saved? You know, I do it all the time. And, you know, I had a preacher, a very well-known preacher, say, you've done that. You're okay. And something just didn't settle with me. And Pastor John would always say, well, there's more to that verse. You know, that how are you going to, you know, call upon the name if you don't believe and if there's not a preacher to tell you? And so I really kind of dug a little bit deeper into the word. And it was probably about 6 months after my husband got saved. There was a preacher doing a special meeting. And, of course, I kept going up to him and saying, you know, I'm not saved, or am I saved, you know? And he told me just to get in the Word, and which I'm glad he did. I went to a baby shower that Saturday morning, very angry at God and that he wouldn't save me. And I came home and very, very bitter, And Dale told me, get in that room until you're saved. And when I was kneeling, and it's so hard to even explain because it's not an emotion, it's not a feeling that you get, but the Lord just kind of showed me from the time I was born to where I was now that the personality of Amy never changed. I was just able to cover that up and kind of play the part that I've been this wretched, manipulative girl all my life, even at Autumn's age, and seeing that as I progressed, and it was like this big tunnel kind of thing, and the Lord, he showed me that I could have done all this stuff to other people, but it wasn't that he was worried about. It was because I was breaking his law, and I was doing this against the Lord, and then I'm thinking to myself, well, then why the heck would you want to save me? I did all this stuff. I'm too horrible now. Now you showed me. I'm too horrible for you to save me. And the Lord just kind of showed me the verse about how you're wonderfully made. And if a God who created me, who says I'm wonderfully made, why would he leave me to die and go to hell? He didn't. And so he just showed me at that point that if I created you, I'm going to die for you. You just have to believe that I did that. And so I believed. And I know Dale gets up there and he talks about the trust and the belief, and it's right, because I didn't believe. I didn't believe the Lord was going to love me enough that he would save me. And I walked out of that room a new person. I understood that, you know, Hitler could be saved if he wanted to. It's just how you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he can do for you. And things started changing. My love for my children started changing. Yes, I loved my kids, but at the same time, they drove me nuts. And you can go to Walmart and you can see all these women that love their kids, but they just don't like them. They didn't like being a mom. They didn't like being a wife. And so the Lord has slowly changed that in me, that I have a heart for my kids. I pray for their souls and for their salvation, but I will never, ever tell them that they're saved. And because that is something between them and the Lord, I can only train them and show them. And the Lord's been good to us. We've had our ups, we have our downs, and he's still working with me with faith and trusting that he's going to provide for our family, because he has. We've been down to our last $7, and I'm ready to throw up my hands. I said, wait a minute, why do I have to throw up my hands? There's a Lord in heaven. If I'm your child, you're going to take care of me, just like I take care of my children the best that I can. And so he has really brought some victories in my life, and I thank you, Pastor, for inviting us, letting us come, and to... I was just telling Dale the other day, actually last night, that when we're not in Black Creek, we like to come to churches that we feel at home, and we feel at home here. And we love all of you guys. We love that you support us and pray for us, Lord, and just watch what the Lord can do in your life and what he's doing in ours. Thanks.